Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A rematch of last summer's national championship. The LSU Tigers hosted the Florida Gators at Alex Box Stadium over the weekend. And wouldn't you know it, Florida got their revenge on the road, taking 2 of 3 games in Baton Rouge. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Phillips. He's Harrison Fan. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well, so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content. Also, guys, check out the podcast, which drops daily, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us across all social media platforms, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you get your content, we are there. And of course, guys, stay up to date with the latest from us over at secunfiltered.com. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Roback. Guys, head to roback.com. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. Use the promo code SECU at checkout to get 20% off your entire first purchase, guys. Whether you're on the golf course, you're at the tailgate, you're hanging out around the house, you're running errands, what have you, Roback is the way to go. And, guys, I mean this when I say it. It's some of the most comfortable gear that I've ever worn, from the polos, the quarter zips, the hoodies, whatever it might be. You want to make sure, guys, you get your gear. They also have women's apparel, so you can get it for the entire family. Again, roback.com, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, promo code SECU at checkout to get 20% off your entire first purchase. I welcome in my co-host, Harrison Fant. Harrison, what's going on, man? Appreciate you taking the time.
Chris, absolutely. Just great to be here talking college baseball. And we got an absolutely incredible weekend again to follow up with opening SEC play last week, and just so much good baseball over. And it's the SEC. You can't get any better than that.
Yeah, and Harrison, we're obviously talking and focusing on the series of the weekend when you got a pair of top 10 teams and obviously a rematch of last year's national championship. I think a good chance, Harrison, we could see both of these teams back in Omaha. Maybe there's an Omaha rematch awaiting us in a couple months between Florida and LSU. The Gators came in this series the 8th-ranked team, LSU top 5 in college baseball, and Florida. I said they got their revenge, Harrison. I mean, LSU won the national title, so I'm not exactly sure that this is going to rectify all of the wounds of last year, but still,
no.
A huge early season series win. LSU wins game 1, 6-1. Florida then bounces back, wins game 2, 6-4 in 11 innings, and wins game 3 in run rule fashion, 12-2 in 8 innings a game, by the way, that got a little bit chippy at the end. We'll talk about that more in just a second. But when you look at this series, Harrison, what jumps out to you most initially? I mean, again, huge series victory for the Florida Gators. And I know you posed a really fun question off the air when we look back in a couple of months. How are we going to view this, right? Is this going to be one of those, a series that defines either club? I don't think that's necessarily fair to say because a lot of baseball to go, but I want to focus on Florida specifically because we have so much fun at their expense because they just seem to lose these midweek games. And it's a running joke that Florida can't play in the midweek, but back-to-back top 5 series wins now to open SEC play. It sounds obvious, but it needs to be said. The Gators are for real.
Yeah, Chris. And, you know, rematching that College World Series championship and, you know, beating LSU here is not going to make up for that whatsoever if you're a Gator fan. But I did cover that entire series for ESPN and for SportsCenter and producing those highlights, and it was – one of the most electric series I've ever watched. So the anticipation coming into this was unbelievable. Alex Box in game 2 had the biggest fan base at the game, had the largest crowd, the largest crowd in LSU home game history against Florida on Saturday.
Wow. So, and I mean, their fans love it, obviously. They show up, they show out. I mean, Harrison, again, I think what's interesting about this series, it was a dominating performance from LSU in game 1, 6 innings pitch from Luke Holman. He bounces back, right, just gives up the one run. Had 13 strikeouts, by the way, in this game. LSU jumps all over Cade Fisher pretty early. He did settle in. It's a fun game, but again, LSU pulls away. Was there anything you saw that you thought changed from game 1 to games 2 and 3? Again, the pitching was the big question. It continues to be a question for LSU. Depth of rotation, what are you going to get on a week-in, week-out basis from guys like Gage Jump, who was actually really, really good on Saturday, 5 2/3, 2 earned runs. Gators did touch up the bullpen a little bit, and obviously on Sunday, man, I mean, they exploded. I mean, they were incredible. Thatcher Hurd, which I don't know. I feel like it's time to start worrying, Harrison. I think it's time to start worrying about Thatcher Hurd and what he's going to give you on a weekly basis, but was there anything in particular in your mind? Because I really, if you'd have asked me after Friday, LSU gets that 6-1 win, I probably would have bet a pretty good amount of money on the fact that LSU is going to win one of the next two games. Like, they're going to win one of the next two at Alex Box. They're going to secure this thing. The performance by Florida, not just win the series, but bounce back being in the 0-1 hole was wildly impressive.
Yeah, Chris. And like you said, I think the biggest thing is LSU would have had to win that second game because when you're facing Jack Caglione on the mound on a Sunday – in a rubber match, that's one of the last pitchers you want to face. And then, you know, the struggles we talked about with Thatcher Hurd going against Caglione doesn't make it any better, you know? So winning that game 1 was monumentally huge for LSU and just the fan base too. I mean, the fan base was in it the entire game. It was, we talked about how late in the series, it got chippy. I mean, Jay Johnson got thrown out of the game I rightfully believe I'm for it. I have no problem with that at all. Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, and you look at this again, man, it's the chippiness back and forth. I mean, it was a great college baseball weekend, obviously, in Baton Rouge. But, you know, we talked Jack Caglione. I mean, it's we're going to sound like a broken record, Harrison, because we're going to say this a lot. But he was fantastic. He was phenomenal. Seven innings pitched, three hits, two runs, one earned, five strikeouts. He even had the five walks and was still really good. So, I mean, we talked all preseason, right? If he can cut down in the walks, really master the command, the stuff is as good as anybody, if not better than anybody in college baseball. You know, I think Colby Shelton continues to prove that he was one of the best pickups of the transfer portal. I
mean, absolutely.
He's been great for them. Yeah, I mean, he's been fantastic. I mean, he really, really has. Four home runs in that game of the Gators on Sunday. Like you mentioned, it got really chippy. It got intense. But the bottom line is this. Florida goes into Baton Rouge, gets a massive series win. Let's turn the attention, though, Harrison, to LSU, and we're going to talk about stock up, stock down, who you buying, who you selling. Are you worried about LSU in the slightest at all right now? Because you lose opening weekend of SEC play to Mississippi State on the road. Hey, you're on the road at the Dude, kind of a weird set of circumstances, give State the credit. Now you've lost your first two series, and this is a team that – you know, you and I were joking off the air. I said, hey, you know what? You'll trade a bad season for a national title. That's not the thought process at a place like LSU. Like, it's like, okay, what have you done for me lately? We won last year's national title. Who cares? That was Paul Skeens driven, Dylan Cruz driven. They're not here anymore. What are you doing with this group? Not an ideal start for LSU.
Yeah, not ideal at all. And their schedule doesn't make it any better coming up. I mean, next weekend they have to play at Arkansas, the number one team in the nation.
That's crazy.
And then the following week after that, they host Vanderbilt, another top 10 team. And it's just the SEC, there's no weak
spot. Then they got to go to Tennessee. And then they got to go to Tennessee.
I mean, the schedule's not helping. But to answer your question, am I worried? No. I mean, I didn't expect them to lose to Mississippi State to open SEC play. But Florida, I have not a problem with it. But I think they're two very, very evenly matched teams, top of the SEC, even though LSU is only 2-4 and I think second to last in their respective standings in the SEC. So does that scare you? Yeah, but I think it's a long season and they have the guys to do it. Luke Coleman, who looked incredible. I mean, his 12-6 curveball was beautiful on Friday. Elevated heater, got a lot of strikeouts in that 13 of them on 104 pitches, only one hit across six innings. I mean, the pitching side of LSU is more so the questions are on the into that rotation with Thatcher Hurd, like we talk about, and just the consistency, the lack of consistency he gives you in great starts. And so Liam Peterson's young. I mean, he gave up eight hits in just over four innings, four earned, a couple walks, you know. I mean, just he's a younger guy, but I mean, he had a lot of contact on fastballs, breaking balls, just missing the outer half. So I don't have a lot of concerns. Gage jump pitch great as well Gage jump pitch great for LSU, but I just think that there's a lot of things that they can fix. I mean, the hitting is there. We haven't had a problem with that other than the Mississippi State week. I mean, Mississippi State, a lot of guys just stepped up and shut them down. But this Florida team, the pitching staff is incredible. Cade Fischer, he settled in after that couple early runs he gave up and really did well and gave the Gators a really quality start. So I think there's a lot of things they can fix, you know. And in the SEC, we talk about it. You got to do it quick.
To your point, Harrison, I'm not necessarily – I think the bigger takeaway sounds like for you and for myself as well is that it's not what's wrong with LSU, but, man, how good is Florida, really, truly. But I will say for LSU, to your point, I mean, the hitting is there. They just got to get the pitching figured out, man. I mean, yeah. I don't – I just – I'm stunned watching how bad Thatcher Hurd has been. And I guess, too, I want to be fair. Like, your starter going five innings, which is virtually what he did, giving up five earned runs on a Sunday, that's kind of what you expect. But as good as he was at times last year, it's just kind of strange to watch him get shelled the way that he is. But to your point, my much bigger takeaway, I mean, is LSU – you know, I say they're going to be fine, but you rattled off that schedule at Arkansas, Vandy at home, at Tennessee. I mean, those road trips are brutal. And, I mean, at some point, you better get it going. You go to Arkansas, who looks as good as anybody, really tough to beat. I mean, and it's baseball, right? I mean, we'll be probably next week talking about LSU beating Arkansas at their place. But you lose three in a row, you know what I mean? Like, momentum's a fickle mistress, both negative and positive. You just got to get off the schneid at some point if you're LSU. But Florida, you got to buy more stock in Florida, man. I mean, they're just
absolutely
they're incredible. I mean, they've got it all, really, truly. Who gives a damn what they do in the midweeks? And I understand maybe the optics are not great for, let's just say, postseason play and having that fourth starter. But, like, dude, Florida is – they'd be a great pick right now to win it all. I mean, really, truly, that they are loaded – top to bottom. They've got the team, like you mentioned. They've got the best Sunday guy, in my opinion, in college baseball at this point with Jack Caglione. They've probably got the best player in college baseball with Jack Caglione. And the rest of the lineup, what they're doing, and Cade Fisher's coming along, the rest of the rotation, they're fantastic. So,
yeah, Chris, and we talk about it. Just if you compare these two pitching staffs, they're kind of similar, just flipped. You have that Friday night guy in Luke Holman. You have that Sunday guy in Jack Caglione. The struggles for Florida are at the beginning of the rotation. The struggles for LSU are at the end of the rotation. Both lineups have absolutely mashed, have great power all up and down. I harped about it with you, about how stacked this Gator lineup it is, and there's no holes, there's power all throughout. And they're kind of really two similar teams. Just Florida has made, you know, the crucial plays and just the big moments and won two back-to-back top series in the SEC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and I think there's a good chance, Harrison, like I mentioned before, we saw these two teams in the national championship go at it. Would not be surprised to see Florida and LSU duke it out again in Omaha. Guys, that's going to do it for us. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, look at the podcast, which drops daily, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us all across social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and, of course, guys, stay up to date with the latest from us over at SECUnfiltered.com. For Heberson Fan, I'm Chris Phillips. We appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll catch you on the other side.